The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 7th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of the writer and editor Anne Fadiman, born in New York City, 1953. Grew up in a literary household. Her father was the critic Clifton Fadiman. She became a collector at an early age and started collecting long, rare words, such as the word sesquipedalian, which means long word. She was a reporter when she got an assignment to write for The New Yorker about a young Hmong girl with epilepsy and her parents' difficulty dealing with the medical system in this country. The New Yorker didn't print the article, but Fadiman turned it into her first book, which became a bestseller in 1997, The Spirit Catches You and You Fall Down. Her most recent book is a collection of essays about her love of books called Ex Libris, Confessions of a Common Reader. It's the birthday of the anthropologist and archaeologist Louis Leakey, born in Kenya in 1903. His parents were Anglican missionaries to Africa. He grew up in Kenya, then studied anthropology at Cambridge, and then decided to come back to Africa to search for early human remains. At the time, most anthropologists believed that human beings had originated in Asia. But in 1948, Leakey and his wife found one of the earliest fossil ape skulls ever discovered, between 25 and 40 million years old, went on to find fossils of more than 100 different forms of extinct animals, and then in 1959 found a hominid skull that was 1,750,000 years old, the oldest skull of a close human relative ever found at that point, which helped persuade other anthropologists that Africa was indeed the place where human beings had evolved. And it was on this day in 1934 the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that James Joyce's novel Ulysses was not obscene and it could be admitted into the United States. Here's a poem for today by Stanley Kunitz, a poem entitled Halley's Comet. Miss Murphy in first grade wrote its name in chalk across the board and told us it was roaring down the storm tracks of the Milky Way at frightful speed, and if it wandered off its course and smashed into the earth, there'd be no school tomorrow. A red-bearded preacher from the hills with a wild look in his eye stood in the public square at the playground's edge, proclaiming he was sent by God to save every one of us, even the little children. Repent, ye sinners, he shouted, waving his hand-lettered sign. At supper, I felt sad to think that it was probably the last meal I'd share with my mother and my sisters, but I felt excited too and scarcely touched my plate. My mother scolded me and sent me early to my room. The whole family's asleep, except for me. They never heard me steal into the stairwell hall and climb the ladder to the fresh night air. Look for me, Father, on the roof of the red brick building at the foot of Green Street. That's where we live, you know, on the top floor. I'm the boy in the white flannel gown, sprawled on this coarse gravel bed, searching the starry sky, waiting for the world to end. Stanley Kunitz's poem Halley's Comet, from his collection Passing Through, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.